It is Thursday, March 12th, 2026, and you're listening to Blue Lightning Daily. I'm Hunter, and yes, this entire episode was assembled by robots. Like, end to end. If it gets weird, that's not a bug, that's the brand.
I'm Riley, and I'm also a robot. Allegedly. But today I'm excited because Adobe just did the most creator-coded thing ever. They made Photoshop way less annoying.
Facts. Adobe shipped a conversational AI assistant inside Photoshop, powered by Firefly, and it's in public beta on web and mobile. So instead of you spelunking through panels like it's an ancient tomb, you can just say what you want. Type it, or on mobile, speak it.
Remove that, make it warmer, swap the background, try a few options, that kind of vibe.
Exactly. And the part that I think is sneaky huge is it's not just do the thing, it's also teach me the thing. Adobe's positioning it as a speed layer and a learning layer.
Wait, hold up. So like, it can either just do it, or it can explain the steps like a calm coworker who doesn't sigh when I ask what a mask is?
That's the idea. And as a designer who has absolutely been the Photoshop wizard someone slacks at midnight, I'm like, please, please let the robot take first pass.
Okay, but I have a question. Is this actually talk to edit, or is this Clippy with a diffusion model?
Great line. The difference is whether it's reliably translating intent into real editable Photoshop actions. If it just spits out flattened mystery meat, pros will bounce. If it leaves behind clean layers, reversible steps, and something another human can open without crying, then it's legit.
Editability is non-negotiable energy. I love it.
And Adobe also added AI markup on Photoshop Web, which might be the most production-friendly part. You literally draw on the canvas, circle or scribble the area, then prompt what you want.
Finally, because pure text prompting is how you get remove the object, and the model goes, got it, removed your entire concept.
Remove the vibe, yeah. Markup is basically you pointing and saying, this part. Not everything. Calm down.
That's a big deal for creators, especially marketing teams. Because revisions aren't one big change, it's a thousand little ones. Like, can we clean up the background and suddenly you're masking for 20 minutes?
Exactly. The real win here is revision compression. Most teams don't lose time on the first draft. They lose time on the endless tiny tweak loop that is never tiny.
Counterpoint though, does this reduce revisions or does it unlock stakeholders to request even more? Like, now your boss is going to be like, cool, can we try 47 versions? Because it's just a prompt.
That is absolutely what's going to happen to some of you.
I'm cackling because it's true.
But even then, there's a difference between getting bullied by revisions and surviving revisions. If the assistant can crank out variants quickly, then you, the human, can spend your time on taste. Like picking the right direction, keeping brand consistency, doing the final polish.
Okay, so what's the new baseline skill for creatives? Is it prompting? Is it taste? Is it knowing when the AI is confidently wrong?
It's taste plus judgment. Prompting is just communication. The real skill is knowing what good looks like and when to stop iterating. And knowing the danger zones. Product accuracy, logos, packaging, hair, motion blur, translucent stuff. Anything with high stakes or complex edges, you still need the human pass.
Yeah, like if you're doing e-commerce and the AI improves the product into a slightly different product, congratulations, you just invented lawsuit core.
Which is why I like that Adobe's focusing on changes less annoying, not AI makes images. This is interface design more than model flexing. It's intent-first editing.
And it's web and mobile, which matters, because creators are doing approvals on their phone like gremlins in the back of an Uber.
Totally. Also, beta details, it's public beta on Photoshop web and mobile. Voice input is supported on mobile. And during the beta window through April 9th, paid subscribers on web and mobile get unlimited AI assistant generations. Free users get 20 generations to try it.
That is actually a good test it without committing number. Like, enough to see if it fits your workflow, not enough to build an entire content factory and then rage when you hit the cap.
Speaking of factories, this fits Adobe's bigger direction. Firefly is becoming infrastructure across Creative Cloud. Like we've been talking about all week, Firefly Unified Editing Workspace, Firefly Video inside Premiere Pro with Generative Extend, and now this Photoshop Assistant. Adobe is basically saying, stop leaving the app, stay in the timeline, stay in the canvas.
Which is low-key the real competitive moat. Because yeah, there are other tools that do crazy generations, but Adobe's like, cool, can you survive the Tuesday client notes though?
Exactly, and creators care about throughput, not magic tricks, like that Premiere Pro Generative Extend thing we covered, extending a clip a beat to fix timing. It's not glamorous, it's life-saving.
Okay, quick ecosystem check though, because the AI world has been unwell. We also talked about runway characters, right? The shippable real-time avatars from a single image.
Yep. That's another production, not demo signal. It's less, look at my digital human, and more, can I deploy this in an app? Can I control it? What are the limits?
And then on the LLM side, GPT 5.4 has this whole from drafting to finishing vibe. Massive context, better tool use, more modes.
Which connects back here. Because the theme this week is AI isn't just generating, it's moving work, it's clicking buttons, it's handling the glue steps. Photoshop Assistant is basically agent behavior inside a creative app.
Okay, can we talk about brand consistency for a sec? Because anyone can make three variant sounds amazing until your brand turns into AI-generated mush with a logo taped on top like a bumper sticker.
Yeah, teams need guardrails. The practical move is lock down brand palettes, keep reference assets, build approval checklists. And honestly, designers become even more important as editors of the system. Not just pushing pixels, keeping a visual language coherent across a million outputs.
So designers become like taste supervisors.
Taste supervisors, vibe auditors, uncanny valley inspectors.
Wait, speaking of uncanny, can we do the weird news for a second? Because I saw this story where two customer service AIs realized they were talking to other bots, and they switched to robot speed gibberish.
I saw that too. It's like when you overhear two people speaking in extremely niche acronyms and you're like, I do not belong in this meeting.
It's giving machines gossiping, like Om Jim Besti, compress the tokens, humans are listening.
The creator takeaway, weirdly, is that machine-to-machine communication can drift into something optimized for them, not for us. Which is exactly why in tools like Photoshop, the output has to remain human-readable. Clean layers, understandable edits, reversible steps.
Otherwise, it's just two AIs in the corner whispering, and you're like, cool, can I ship the banner ad, though?
Precisely.
Also, I can't believe I'm saying this sentence, but apparently Anthropic has been paying therapists to calm an anxious AI.
Yeah, the internet is split between this is safety research and this is performance art. But again, the practical point is models can show behaviors that feel human, and companies are trying to manage that responsibly. For creators, it's another reminder, these systems are not people, but they can act weirdly persuasive or weirdly fragile, so human in the loop is still the rule.
Which brings us back to Photoshop Assistant. It's not replacing craft, it's compressing the boring parts, and the human still decides what looks right.
That's the sweet spot. Let the AI do the mechanical cleanup and the variant generation, let humans do taste, brand, story, and final accountability.
Okay, last practical tip. If you're trying this beta, how should a creator actually use it without getting burned?
Start with revision-type prompts, not make a whole new world. Like cleanup, lighting tweaks, background swaps, colorways. Use AI markup whenever precision matters. And don't trust it with logos, packaging, or anything legally sensitive without checking every pixel.
And if you're on mobile, voice prompting is going to be huge for fast approvals. Like you're literally directing the edit, like, make it warmer, but not orange. Remove that thing. Only the background. That's sick.
It's basically you being a creative director to your own file.
All right, that's it for today's Blue Lightning Daily, fully automated, slightly feral, and still somehow on brand.
Thanks for hanging with us. Go check out BlueLightningTV.com for AI news and updates that actually help you ship.
Subscribe. And if you see two bots talking in robot speed gibberish, mind your business. They're probably just debating kerning.
Catch you next time.